Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Chav Dalet. Picking up on Chav Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line, last word. Zok the Heilige Gemura. Ki Salak Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechinu lebnei Rabbi Chia. The Yosef Ka'ami, you saw the sons of Rabbi Chia who were sitting and they were steigen and they were asking. Yisaron Shechilko. If someone went ahead and they one divided up in Yisaron of a mincha, and he split it a full amount into halves, beep, turned the page, chaftal manaf, v'nichu bisa, and he put it into the mixing bowl, right, in a way that the two halves aren't touching, v'nugat tful yom echemim, and the tful yom touched one of them, making it not ro'oi, ma, what's going to be doing with the next one? Ki tanam, we're going to mention chagiga, klimit starif, ma'asha besocho, lekodesh, Hani Mili, do we say that these are only Hecha de Nagiba Dadi, only when they're touching? Avalecha de Nagiba Dadi lo. Odom lo shan, doesn't make a difference. Amrlohu iu, he said to them, Mi tanan kli mechaber. Does the Mishnah say a kli's mechaber, which would mashma that the stuff are touching, that the kli's stuff are touching, and then the kli just only has to be mitstarif them so they can be considered one thing? Kli mitstarif tanan. It says, actual lashon is, the kli combines, which is masha that it's stuff is going to be one thing, no matter what the case is, whether they're touching or they're not touching. And so, therefore, must be they don't even have to be touching to be considered like one. In our case, the two halves of the Yisaron are combined, even though they're not touching. So when a Tful Yom comes into contact with one of them, he's going to pass on the other one also. If a person extends his hand and put another one, right, that's a third half Yisaron from another mincha, and he put them between them, if we have touched it, Ma was going to be din. Are the first two considered no good also? Amalu, tzarech l'kli kli mitzarefo. If somebody needs the kli, then the kli is mitzarefo. Ain't tzarech l'kli, ain't kli mitzarefo. Oh, sorry, said it straight up. Tzarech l'kli, kli mitzarefo. If somebody needs a kli, it's kli mitzarefo. Ain't tzarech l'kli, ain't kli mitzarefo. The third afisaron has no need to be in that kli, because it's not from this mincha, but it's the first one where. And therefore, the kli is not going to combine it with the first two halves, therefore they're going to be no problem. Oh shit! How about, what if you have a case that the hoshit tful yomes at spo beinam, if it's full yom, put his finger into the place between the two halves without touching them. Ma, what's going to be done? Is it going to be making a tummy or not? Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe you look at it because like they're one unit, and if they're one unit, then that airspace in the meantime is going to be considered a actual problem. Like it's like they touched it. You don't have something that's going to become tummy through the airspace except for something about a kli cheres. Now, after these three questions, Rav Kahana asked the sons of Chia a question about the same case. Then he asked them, what's a din whether it's possible to do a kemitza on one half yisrael for the sake of the other? If it's deraisa, then even where this is going to be a kula, like by allowing the other one, they're going to be can be considered combined, even if there's going to be a kula that's going to come from it, like allowing one kemitza to take care of the other one. But it's only derabanan, then midaraisa, they're separate, and kemitza one half is going to be no good. For the other one, Amulah, they said to him, Zulo Shamanu. So this we don't know. Okay, Zulo Shamanu. We did hear something similar. The time we're looking at the Mishnah, the Chof Gimel, Shnei Unachos. Shol Nikum Zatam Zibazad. They didn't have kemitza off. They got mixed in. Yachol Lekamotz Mizubus Fnatzrom Fnatzrom Shares. If you can take off from the other side of each one of them, it's going to be kosher. If Lapsu, if not, it's possible. Ki Yachol Lekamotz Miyak Shares. But the Mishnah is saying that when it's possible to do kemitza on each mincha separately, they are valid. Amai, why would that be the case? Each mincha consists of two separate parts, right? The part of which is possible to do kemitza, and the second part, and the part that's not able to do kemitza. Hach de ma'ariv ha lo naga. And the second part, which is mixed with the other mincha, doesn't touch the part that you can do kemitza. But the Mishnah still says that the mincha is going to be roi for kemitza. So we say that kemitza on one part of the mincha is going to be good for the other one, even if they aren't touching.
Amarava Dilma Begushan Mechulakin Asuin Kemasrek. Maybe the Mishnah is talking with distinct entities that are formed like a comb. That is, like the two menachos are connected in a way that looks like two teeth of a comb, which are separated at one end but joined at the other. In part that it's separate from the other mincha, there's enough in the part that's separate from the other mincha, there's enough flour for kemitza. So the part of each mincha of which the mikvah is done, although separate from one another mincha, is touching the rest of its own mincha. Says the Gemara, okay, my avila. So what did they come out with? Amarava Toshma. Let's take a look. In the time we're in a brisa, the hera mimenu. The pasuk says he shall separate from it with his kumis some of the fine flour of the mincha. Meina mechubar. The pasuk teaches that he should take his kumis from that which is attached. Shelo yavi isarin b'shnei kelim yikmus. He shouldn't bring the isarin in two kelim and do kemitza with one of them. By saying two kelim, the Brisa is implying haba kli echad dumya d'shnei kelim kametz. But in the case of one kli similar to two, he can do kemitza. So when you have one kli similar to two, it's like where it sounds like the entire yisarin is in a single kli, but split into two different parts. So it's being mashed that the kemitza on one part of a milcha is going to be enough for another part in the same kli. No, maybe not. Tilma shnei kelim hechidami. What does it mean? Kegon kevis kefisa 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 bekaba. It's talking about a kli that holds a kevisa, which is 3/4 of a kab, is inside a kli that holds a kav. The mincha is then put over the vest in the kli, so part of the mincha is in the kli and part of its part is in the kav kli. Tavkav the Rivi Me'elai, the Brisa is telling us that even though these two parts of the mincha are linked on top, kevi the mafsik michitzasa to kefisa mitata, since the walls of the kefisa kli separate them from below, the mincha is not fit for kemitza. And that's what two kelim is. Kli echad dumya. Right, so kli echad dumya the shnei kelim echim dami. What's the case of a single kli that's similar to two? Kigon arivasa shel tarnegolin. The mincha is in a kli that's like a trough for chickens, which is divided by a low barrier into two sections, one for water, one for food. The alpha gav the misukan mechitzasa hanegia. Right, they're still touching, even though there's this barrier over there. So the Brisa allows kemitza only where the entire mincha is in this situation of a hacha de lo negia klal tibay lach. In our case, where it's not at all touching, you can ask what the din's going to be. Okay, bayir of yomya seruf kli v'chibur mayim. Let's say we're talking about over here. You have two halves of nisaron; they're in the same kli, and like we said, let's say these two halves have A and B. Are not touching each other. But one of them, it we'll call B, is connected by water to a third half that's outside the kli, we'll call it C, which is from another mincha. The first question that we're going to ask now, a source of tumma touched A, thereby contaminating B also, because the kli is combining them. The question is whether tumma is pressed to C. Tzeref kli v'chibur mayim. That was going to be the din. The C become tummy also. Ki tanan, we went to the Mishnah Chagiga, we saw, klima tzaref mashu b'sachal l'kodesh, hanimil l'gavoy avob adavoy lag, or this talking about things which are inside, but not things outside. Odelma, kivin de mechaber mechaber, since it's connected, it's connected. Vintim salomor, kivin de mechaber mechaber, chiber mayim b'tzaref kli, mau. What's the din? If you have attachment of water, as it combined with the kli, mau is going to be the din over there. Key to now we're into the Mishnah Kli Mitzarev. Hani Mili the Nagbni Gavoyev on Mibroi Lo. We're talking about those where the source of the Tumah touched that was inside the Kli and not was outside. And therefore the Tumah spread only from C to B and not from B to A. Although Lo Shlom, maybe there's no difference. There's Gemara Teku. Ba'irava. What about a Milcha? We got it split into two. Isaron Shechilko Vinitma Echaman. The Isaron of a Milcha was split into two halves and one of them became Tame. V'nichu Bevisa. And then the owner put it into the mixing bowl with the other one, but the two halves are not touching. He touches the same tummy one. Now what's it then? Miamrin and Sava lo tuma olo. Do we say that it's already satiated with tuma, and if we can't do any more or not? And therefore, it's going to be telling the first one also. Miamrin and Sava lo tuma. Do we say about anything this lushan that it's already filled with tuma? What time was in the Mishnah? Sudden tummy. Let's say you have a sheet that's tummy. Beep, turn the page. Chavtalam Beis. Tummy Medrus. It has a Tumas Medrus. Because Zav came and lied down on it. Rashi says, Shachav love Zav. The Asal Vilon. And then the owner made it into a Vilon, into a curtain. Tarmin Medrus. It's now Tar from the Tuma of Tumas Medrus.
Aval Tame Maga Midras. It's going to be tar from Midras, but it's going to be Tame for touching a Midras. And when the sheet becomes a vilon, it becomes a curtain, it's no longer this thing which its use is to port the weight of a human, and therefore it doesn't have its Tumas Midras anymore. But it's not completely tar because the sheet touched itself, right? Each thread is touching the one next to it. So just now we see that, like something that touched something which has Tumas Medrash, it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, and it remains in that state even after its use is changed. So when the sheet converts into a curtain, therefore, even though it loses the ability to be a Metame Adam and Kelim, as Avatumah, it still retains the ability to be Metame Ochlim U'Mashkim. Amar Rabbi Yosef, he says, Be'eza Midras Nagala. In which midras are we talking about over here that the sheet touched? Ella she'im nagabo hazav tamei maga hazav. That the sheet's conversion into a vilon would leave it with tuma of maga, of touching, only if the zav himself touched it, in which case it would remain tamei because of the zav's touching. Tinagabu azav miyatame, but we see nonetheless that if azav touches becomes tame, va'afilu libasof. And this is, applies even if you touch it after he laid on it. Amai, why would that be the case? Lema savale tama. Let's say that when the azav touched the sheet, it was already filled up with tuma from the tuma svedrish. Must be that we don't say that something can be filled up with tuma. How do you know that this statement of Yossi means that if the Zav touched it after it already became Gatumas Midras? Maybe we're talking about that he touched it. If Yossi means that he touched it before it became Tumas Midras. Then we have another din we're talking about here, and that is a more Chamer Dikatuma that's coming on a more Kal Dikatuma. Avahachi. But in this case, when they're both Tumakala, the first and the second Tuma affect the Ochlu Mashkim, right, the Midcha, and the Tuma is carried by this Tuma having to do with food is considered Kal, in reference to the Tuma that's by, you know, Adam and Kalim. And says, we're at low. We don't say that, right, let's try it again. The Harvey Toma Chamura Toma Kala, Aval Hacha, the Idi Vidi Toma Kala, then we won't say that it's able to accept more Tuma. But once it's satiated with the first Tuma, it's not able to get more Tuma. Hello, me Seifa. But we can look from the Seifa, Mod Rabbi Yossi, Bishneis Dinim, Hamakupalim, Umunachim Zel Zeh. Yossi's mask in the case if you have two folded sheets just lying one on top of the other. The Yoshev Zav Aleim, the Zav goes and sat on the top one. Sheha Elyon Tami Midras, the top one becomes Tami Midras. Vatachlan Tami Midras Umaga Midras, the lower one, it's Tami with Tami Midras and touching Midras. Vamai, why does the lower sheet get both types of Tama? Lema Savale Tama. Let's say that it's already filled up and therefore you can only get one. It says, where hasa mebasachas? In that case, the two tuma things happen at the same time. When the case where half of a milcha became tame and was touched by its full yom, and the two things happen, these two things happen one after the other. Amarava, yisarin shechilku, if one divided nisarin, made it to halves, va'avad echad mehen, one of them ended up getting lost. The hifrish achir tachtav, another mafrish, another half in its place. The nimsarishan and the first son, v'arish shloshtan murnachem bivisa. Now all three of them are in the mixing bowl. Then nitma avud, if the one that got lost became tummy, avud v'rishan mistarfen. The lost one and the first one, they're going to combine over there, So the first is also Gam Tame. Mufrash Ein Mitzarech. But the designated one doesn't become combined with them and it remains Tahor. Says Rashi, the Rebbe is saying that since the designated half was never intended to be in the mincha together with the lost one, therefore the Kli is not going to combine these two halves. Nitma Mufrash, but if the designated one becomes Tame, Mufrash Verisha Mitzarefin, then they're going to be Mitzarefin. But Ovidim Mitzarefin, some Mitzarefin, because again, the same idea wasn't supposed to be with it. Nitma Verisha, when the first one becomes Tame, then Shnei Mitzarefin, all of them become Mitzarefin, all of them become Tame, because it was supposed to be connected, it's connected to both. Abayam, I feel Nitma Echad Mehem Nami, he said, even where one of them, right, the lost one or the designated one, becomes Tame, both of them are going to be mitzarif. They're going to combine with it. My timer, because cool, b'nei biksa da'adadininu. All of them are considered residents of the same house. They all belong to the same mincha, and therefore the kli can combine all of them. V'chein le'inyin kemitza. And so is it with in reference to kemitza. That comments been obvious. If the kohen did kemitza on the lost one, then Shira Verosha Nechom, the Shiraim, and the first one, it's Shiraim, and the first ones are fit, to be eaten. Mufrash Eino Necha, but if the designated one is not eaten. Kametz Min HaMufrash, if he did Kemitza from the Mufrash one, that new one, then Shira Verosha Nechalin, Ovid Eino Necha, the last one, is not eaten. Comets Min Arisha, and if he did Kemitza for the first one, Shteim Ein Nechalim, then neither of them, the lost one or the designated one, is eaten. Right, both the lost half and the designated half need this Kemitza in order to become Mutter to be eaten. But Kemitza can matir no more than one Isarin, or between us two halves. So in our case, the Kemitza is matir only the half in which it was done, the first half, and one of the other two halves. But since we don't know which of the other two halves it is, we have to rely on to be Machmir and Aser, both of them, to be Abaye Amar. Abaye says that Afilu Kametz Me'echa Mehem, even if the Kemitza was done, if the Kemitza from one of them, the lost one or the new one that he brought in, Shteim in Melechon, neither is going to be eaten. My Tamei have come because Kul Nami B'nei Biksa Dahadeh Aninu, because all of them are residents of the same house, right? All three of them belong equally to the Mincha. So therefore, you can't have it because you can only do one of, a full of them, so two of them, but not all three. Mask of Lord of Papa. Papa asks, V'shirayim today, Micha Nechalin, and its own Shirayim, the leftover, the half from which the Kemitza was done, are they eaten? Ha'ika Danka de Komets Lo Karev. Now you're left with the sixth of the Komets. Right, there's a sixth of the Komets, which is not fit to be brought, it's not right to be brought over here. So how could that even be eaten? And Maskeflor of Yitzhak, because now you have three halves as opposed to two. Maskeflor of Yitzhak, Breder of Mishoshia, the Komets Gufe Hechikarv, the Komets itself, how are you going to be makarvit? Ha'ika Tlasa, Tilsa Chulen. A third of it is Chulen, right? One third of the Komets is for the extra half. And therefore, it's not Kachem and Schulen, and it should make the entire Kometz not able to be brought. Rav Ashi Amar, Kometz Bedaita, the coin telling Milsen. The Kometz, question of which of the halves the Kometz is taken for, depends on the cover of the coin. If the coin is Kometz, Yisaron Kometz, when he does Kometz, he's done it only for the Yisaron, and therefore it's able to be eaten. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great day.